Here is the big signal this week. The most important conversation around AI is shifting from what it can generate to what it can reliably finish. OpenAI published what it called a scorecard for the AI age. The company said businesses should judge AI by useful work, completed, cost per successful task, dependability, and whether each dollar spent on AI produces more work at scale. That is a very specific way to think about AI. It moves the question away from, was the demo impressive? And toward, did this actually help the work get done? And just to be precise, this is OpenAI's argument. It is a vendor view, not a universal industry standard. We do not know yet whether every company will adopt this exact scorecard, but the direction is clear. The market is getting less interested in flashy outputs and more interested in repeatable results. That matters because most real work is not a one-off magic trick. It is a sequence. You draft, revise, check, approve, publish, send, file, or hand off. If AI only makes the first step look good, but creates more cleanup later, then the workflow may not actually improve. For creators and small businesses, that is the practical test. Does AI help you finish more work with less rework at an acceptable cost? If the answer is yes, then AI is becoming part of the process. If the answer is no, then it is just another tool that adds complexity. OpenAI's framing is useful because it asks for operational metrics. Useful work completed means the output that actually makes it through your process. Cost per successful task means not just what the model call costs, but what it costs to get to a final result you can use. Dependability means the tool works often enough to trust in a routine. And whether a dollar of AI spend buys more work at scale is the big budgeting question. Does this still make sense when you use it more, not just when you test it once? That is the system's mindset in plain English. Measure the workflow, not the novelty. Here is a simple example. Suppose you run a small agency and use AI to draft a client proposal. A fast demo might look great. It gives you a polished first version in a few minutes. But that is not the whole job. You still need to check facts, match the client's tone, adjust pricing language, remove unsupported claims, and get sign-off before sending it. So the better question is not how good was the draft. The better question is, how long did the whole proposal process take, end to end, and how much cleanup did we need? You can apply the same logic to ad variants, social captions, product descriptions, support replies, internal memos, or research summaries. Pick one repeatable workflow. Then measure three things: time in, time out, and cleanup cost. Time in is how long it takes to start the task. Time out is when the task is actually done and usable. Cleanup cost is the extra editing, checking, correcting, or approving that happens because AI was involved. That last part is the one people often miss. AI can make the first draft fast, but still leave you with a long correction pass. If you do not count that pass, you can fool yourself into thinking the tool saved time when it only moved the time around. So here is one useful experiment you can run this week. Take a single AI-assisted task, such as a client proposal draft or an ad variant set, and run it through your normal process. Then do the same task, the way you would usually do it, without AI. Compare the completed output, the amount of rework, and the approval points. Do not just compare the draft. Compare the whole path to finish work. As you do that, watch for one more thing. Where the process can fail in a way you cannot easily undo. If AI can trigger an irreversible action, like publishing something publicly, exposing private data, or sending the wrong thing into a workflow, then you want a human approval step in front of that action. That is not because every AI result is bad. It is because some mistakes are expensive or hard to reverse. A review step is cheap insurance in those cases. This is also why the scorecard idea connects to safety. The more AI gets wired into business tools, files, and publishing systems, the more important it becomes to build controls into the workflow instead of hoping for perfect output at the end. In other words, process design matters as much as model quality. There is another risk here too, measuring the wrong thing. If you only count how fast the first draft appears, you can miss the real cost of correction. If you only count output volume, you can miss whether the work is actually usable. And if you only count a trial run, you may miss what happens when the system is used every day at scale. That is why the story is bigger than one company's language. It points to a wider shift in how AI will be bought, judged, and managed. The question is moving from, can it do something impressive? To, can it do something dependable inside a process we trust? Who should care? Anyone who uses AI to produce work that leaves the building. That includes creators, marketers, founders, solo operators, small teams, and managers who are deciding whether to expand AI use. It also matters for teams that are already using AI casually, but have not yet measured whether it is actually saving time. If you want a simple rule from this story, it is this: do not scale AI until you can explain where the time savings show up, where the cleanup happens, and who signs off. My verdict is, test carefully. Use AI now in one repeatable workflow if you can measure the result. But do not assume the tool is paying off just because the first draft looks good. Put it under a real process, count the rework, and keep a human approval step wherever the action cannot be safely undone. What to watch next is whether more companies start talking in these same terms: completed work, cost per successful task, dependability, and documented approval points. If that becomes normal, AI is no longer a side experiment. It is becoming part of the operating system of work.